race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, this was a bombshell yesterday. And in the fog of war, even our media missed the significance. Iran used Chinese satellites for the missile targeting of our bases. Remember kind of the beginning of this conflict, March and February? People who died were on our bases, our service members. Seven of them died. Let me repeat that, because this was reported yesterday, but the full shock of it really wasn't. China helped Iran murder the seven U.S. service members killed in Iran strikes on our bases by letting Iran use its satellites for targeting. Another 300 troops were injured, some of them seriously. China did that. What would China and Iran do with nukes? Ah, nothing. No, they're cool. They're copacetic. They're going to be fine. Yeah, it's no big deal. Tell that to the families who buried the seven. Tell that to the families who are helping their now injured, some of them severe, troops recover. Tell me we're not at war with China and Iran's just the proxy. Now, to those of you who would say, well, you know, if we hadn't started this war with Iran, we'd be fine. It'd be great. Nah, China would love us. Wait a minute. Headline. China accused of aiding Houthis. What did they do? April 2025. The Chinese provided the missile targeting via their satellites for our U.S. warships in the Red Sea. The U.S. State Department publicly confirmed that Chinese satellite technology was used by the People's Liberation Army to directly support the Houthi attacks on U.S. warships. This is a war, folks. Trump gets it. Maybe the Democrats don't, or maybe it's just because China's now paying for their street protests and they think China's their friend. This is a war. You know what I wonder? You know those three troops I'm obsessed with? The ones from Georgia on that base in Jordan? Iran killed them too back in 2023. Chinese provide the targeting for that too. Because see, you might think, well, Red Sea, who cares, right? You know, they're shooting at our warships. No. After they did that, trade declined 70% through the Red Sea. And you know what it did? It forced Europeans to buy Chinese goods. Why? Because Europeans can't get goods from anywhere else through, and they can't get their own goods through either. China is ruling the Red Sea through violence. And that was their plan for the Strait of Hormuz. That is what we have seen in recent weeks, using Iran as a proxy again, ruling the seas through terror. But what they did there is murder. So what is the Democrat response to this? As this is breaking, the murder of our troops by China using Iran as a weapon, which is really what's happened here. What was the Democrat response? They're not even pretending, folks. They filed articles of impeachment against Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of War, for war crimes. That was a response. Go China. They might as well have a banner. DNC slogan, go China. Send more money, please. We've got to face the fact that the Democrat Party is an ally of China and Iran, and we need to deal with it. None of this, they're soft on Iran. No. They're a partner of Iran and China. On the day we find out China helped to murder our troops, something they've been working on with satellite targeting since May, really April of 2025. Not the first time, not even the second or the third time. On that day, I almost wonder if it was as a diversion. The Democrats file the articles of impeachment on the very day we find out that China murdered those troops, seven of them in concert with Iran. Folks, we need to begin to connect the dots here like big boys and girls and really see the Democrats for what they are. What would their motivation be? for the distraction of filing articles of impeachment in the House against Pete Hegseth on the very day we find out about the murder of those troops. Well, what have we learned in recent weeks? Follow the money, right? Tens of millions of dollars pumped by the Chinese into Democrat street protest. They paid for everything from the violent LA protest, the beginning of the Trump administration, straight on through to the protest in Minnesota. They funneled the money through the American-born billionaire Neville Singh, who since moved to China, declared his loyalty to the Chinese Communist Party. It is now used as a funding conduit for the Democrat Party. Do you see the connection? They are acting as agents of China. They are acting on behalf of the entity, the Chinese Communist Party, that funds Democrat street protests. And China uses Iran as a weapon. And Iran uses Chinese satellites as a weapon. On that day, the Democrats filed the articles of impeachment against Pete Hegseth. Look, they can't do anything with him right now. They're not in power, but it shows you what they would do. And they've been very clear, and I played you the audio, especially on my Battleground America podcast. What is the purpose of the articles of impeachment on against Pete Hegseth? They're going to try him to put him under oath and get the evidence they need for what they really want to do. Extradite him to the Euroweenies, to the Hague for trial for war crimes. They also want to send Trump. And they're also talking about sending the top military brass, too. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, but I am trying to show you. The Democrats are not just weak on China and Iran. They are allies of China and Iran. Do you understand what Trump is fighting for now? We have no choice. Unless you want to hand the world's trade routes over to them, just let them kill more troops wherever they can find them. Because they got long-range missiles now. That's where we are. And folks, you know what this shows you? Democrats win again. We will never be safe again when they win. They will let Iran and China kill us, and they will prosecute, persecute, and try any patriot, including Pete Hegseth, who gets in their way. Now even the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is in on it. Responding to J.D. Vance, lecturing him on how war is bad. Well, yeah. But the problem is it's only gone one way. Pope condemning Donald Trump, saying children have died in the war. And yes, we try to minimize civilian casualties. That's the moral thing to do. But folks, what they're not condemning is jaw dropping. And as a Catholic, I'm disgusted. Want to run through the list because it's really instructive. David Axelrod, Obama's message guy, who's not even Catholic, goes to visit the Pope and suddenly he's spewing Democrat talking points. Donald Trump should give Iran what they want. Donald Trump should compromise. No, we're here because Iran won't agree to stop nuclear enrichment. Has the Vatican or the Pope or the Bishops Conference ever asked Iran to stop nuclear enrichment? No. Have they ever asked Iran to give up their nukes? No. So that means the only compromise position that they are asking Trump to do is to let Iran have nukes. Has the Pope or the Catholic bishops, who took J.D. Vance to the woodshed yesterday in a statement, ever condemned the slaughter of the 42,000 in the streets of Iran just months ago? No. Think about that. No. Okay. They got another chance because Iran is about to start hanging women protesters whose only crime is wanting to be free of the mullahs that the Democrats, Obama, Axelrod, the Pope, and these lunatics in this Catholic conference want to keep in power for some reason. I don't know why they killed another 42,000. They're about to hang some women. So I looked. I didn't really have to because I knew the answer, but I checked. Has the Vatican or the Pope or the Catholic Conference of Bishops asked, please don't hang them? No. 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 Because they're fine with it. Whatever it takes to keep the mullahs in power. Whatever it takes. Eve Barlow is speaking out about this. She's with Blacklisted, and she's got a message for the popes, the bishops, and the so-called Western liberal feminists. Where are you? Because these women are about to get hung by the neck.
They execute people to create this shock. We're hearing this incredibly disturbing news to follow on from Dr. Sheila about the women that are potentially about to be executed after mock trials.
Right.
And something I really want to say right now at this moment is not just about the war that's happening on the ground in Iran, but about the war on the West. And why is it that people who purport to stick up for women's rights still are saying nothing about women who are on the verge of being executed in this country? Why are women who show up at galas, who represent UN women, why are they saying nothing? Why are they silent? Because they are complicit with the
regime. Where's
the
Pope? Where are the Catholic bishops? Oh, and by the way, those beautiful young men under age 20 that were hung 2 weeks ago? I checked. Did the Vatican condemn that? No. When they were preparing to hang them for days and the whole world watched, did the Vatican condemn that? No. Did the Pope condemn that? No. Did the U.S. Conference of Bishops condemn that? Hell no. So I'm not interested in a thing they have to say. They have no credibility. Probably the best piece of advice my dad ever gave me, and I mention it all the time on the show, is that people, Lee, will tell you who they are. They cannot help it. Even if they want to hide it, they cannot help it. They will tell you who they are. And when they do, listen to them. Mm-hmm. And he said, my dad said, you know, love me some little subtle thing. And a lot of times when they tell you, you don't want to believe it. Maybe it's somebody who's new and exciting you've met and you think is your friend or, you know, I don't know, some new job, some new boss. You want to believe the best. And so you disregard that small thing where they tell you who they are. And later you go back when you've been betrayed by this person and you realize, you know what? They did tell me who they were. They didn't advertise it. They didn't take out billboards, but they told me. And it is uncanny how this happens. It's like a psychological phenomenon with human beings. I bet if you think through your life that you could think of a time that has happened. Oh, yep. You know what? I should have listened to them when they said this or when they showed me this or they told me this about their past. Well, that's happening right now, Lee, with the Democrat Party and Hassan Piker.
Yeah.
Listen to Hassan Piker. Listen to him. Because the Democrat Party is, they can't get enough of him. The lead candidate right now for the Senate in Michigan, the guy currently polling number one, after he talked about murdering capitalists. Murdering capitalists. This is what he said before the guy who's polling number one in the U.S. Senate race campaigned with him.
People that they can afford housing in Berkeley. I don't know how that works.
My understanding is that the property owners who have properties there choose just not to rent it at all.
Yeah, kill them. Kill those motherfuckers. Murder those motherfuckers in the street. Let the streets soak in their red capitalist bloods, dude.
U.S. Senate campaign, U.S. Senate lead candidate in polling right now for the Democrats campaign with that guy after that.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew it full well. He was asked about it on Fox News. Listen to them when they tell you who they are and what they want to do. That same Senate candidate, Abdul El-Sayed, is endorsed by Gretchen Whitmer as if this is all very normal. He's campaigned for Abdul El-Sayed, again, leading the Democrat primary in Michigan, Representative Summer Lee, Representative Rashida Tlaib. He was a surprise guest at her campaign rally just a couple months ago. Zohran Mamdani, of course, great friend of his, campaigned with him. He's a podcaster. Endorsed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're both part of the Democrat Socialists of America. Ilhan Omar participated with him on his podcast. Bernie Sanders has done podcasts with him. He is the get right now in the Democrat Party. So listen to him. They love him. They think he is great. That's why his podcast is so hot, Lee. And I want to get you to react to this, okay? Right. You want to know what Democrats want to do? I've told you for years, they hate America and they want to destroy America. They especially want to destroy your freedoms and Bill of Rights. They hate you if you want to be free. You are enemy number one. Well, Let's listen to Hassan Piker admit it.
Empires never die quietly, and we must end the American empire regardless. But we must manage the retreat of a superpower from the world stage. This is a challenge for our time. Actually, this is the challenge for our time. Because if we do not do this, then the American empire will come to an end in a much more violent way.
I guess that's the part where the blood of capitalists runs in the streets.
Yeah, that must be it, yeah.
And it, when asked about this, El Saeed, the Democrat Senate candidate, who will probably win the nomination, you know, in the primary there in Michigan, said, oh, I like to have diverse voices around me. You mean the kind that say blood should run in the streets? Those different, yeah, we got to hear from all sides. Well, that means that's the side you're considering. Listen to them when they tell you who they are. What do you make of that, Lee?
Well, it's just it's the hypocrisy of it. They want to censor things that those on the right say. They want to point to people that they think are, you know, not acceptable people to be associating with when there's someone on the Republican side. But then they will defend the something vile like this, which it is. And this is the existential threat of the American Republic, what little is left of it.
Yes.
Because this is a Marxist, socialist, communist revolution that is going on now. It is being perpetrated by those in the Democrat Party, along with assistance from the Chinese, the Iranians, and North Koreans, and anybody else who wants to glom onto that. And you can include the Russians in that as well. Anything they can do to see the end of the American Republic as we know it. They are enemies of the Constitution, even though many of them who serve in office swore to defend that Constitution, swore to defend the Constitution, which they are trying to destroy.
I mean, you want to look at what we're talking about here. I mean, just look at Tom Steyer, who now leading the polls, the Democrat polls for governor in California, on his promise. I mean, this is incredible. Build facilities to house not illegal immigrants, but the ICE agents that they plan to capture and try. Using this new novel legal theory that he lays out in this piece he wrote, he wants to pass it into law in California. They also want to extradite and try members of the Trump administration all the way up to the top of ICE, who've done immigration enforcement according to law. They want to extradite them for trial to California. They believe they can do that. They want to use state money to bring back the illegal immigrants that Trump has deported to California. They want to provide legal funds for them to, challenge any removal. So think about this for a minute. Illegal immigrants will go free on U.S. soil while Donald Trump ICE agents, and I'm talking down to ICE agents all the way up to the top of the Department of Homeland Security, will go to prison in California. This is the plan.
Well, now,
he's running on it.
If that's what the plan is, then what is to stop people from suing or trying to charge the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, his members of his cabinet, for the deaths of Americans from people they allowed into the country? That if they had enforced the law of this country, the immigration laws, the secured the border of this country, these people would not be dead. Why not prosecute them? Because you're talking about exactly the same thing. And with ICE, you're not talking about deaths of anybody other than a couple that have been resisting arrest. You're talking about people that have been deported.
Great point. So, yeah, you know what? On that, you're absolutely right. On that very legal theory then, because those two beautiful children were just murdered, run over right here in Spartanburg by an illegal immigrant who was so drunk he'd been drinking for 2 days and couldn't even stand up for his sobriety test. You're right. So what is what? Haul Joe Biden into South Carolina and try him? Put him in prison?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Members of the administration that were involved. What was the Homeland – I mean the the guy from DHS. I can't think of his name now. That was
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yeah, Mayorkas. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pull him in here.
Red states should just line up and try him.
Right.
For murder. I don't know. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
He calls this legal theory supervisory liability in his statement. He's saying, so basically, he believes that will allow, and he says his state attorney general will get the authority, they're going to pass it into law there, to hold ICE's leadership accountable. And they say it goes all the way up to the top. They can drag anybody in. They don't mention Trump, so I guess they're thinking he has immunity. I don't know. But anybody, Department of Homeland Security, drag him in and try him. Kangaroo court, whole nine yards.
Well, you know, this has no constitutional basis. And all he's doing here is this is a political stunt. He knows full well that he can't do this. It will not happen. And if he tried to do it and by some, you know, stretch of the imagination, got it into law, that there would be such a pushback in this country from American patriots that it would be a turning point.
Yeah, it'd be a civil war.
Yeah.
I think this would provoke the violence. But the, you know what's so interesting to me about this? If this was some guy with a podcast. If this, Hassan Piker is not that when he campaigns, by the way, with Democrat candidates. And no one in the Democrat leadership dares to condemn him. When you have somebody running on this, and he's not just some fringe candidate, right? I wouldn't be talking about him if he was. He's leading in the polls. Yeah. And nobody's condemned it.
No.
Democrat leadership hasn't condemned this.
Well, where's the American media? Other than maybe Fox News and a few other the conservative-leaning outlets pointing it out.
Where's Democrat leadership going, hey, you know, we're not really going to put ICE agents in prison. We're not really going to haul, you know, the head of Department of Homeland Security into California and try him. We're not going to try to extradite him.
Well, what?
Where's Democrat leadership? They're not denying it because it's the plan, is what they would do.
That guy is saying is hate speech.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that whole legal concept, but that's what he, you know, that's what, if you are using the left wing notion of it, that's what he's doing is hate speech.
Texter writes, do they think we will just sit and let them slaughter us? Yes. They think they count on us being law abiding and actually following the Constitution. They count on that they'll be able to extradite us for trial, but we won't do it to them.
Well,
they count on that.
I got a yellow flag that I want to show them.
We are so beyond, by the way, anything the founders would have tolerated from these people.
Yes.
They'd be stacking them like cordwood at this point. Yeah. But there we are. April 3rd, y'all.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.